The only time I could move itself out, the Holy Spirit hit me and I could shout. Amen. But I'm used to moving around. Amen. But thank God for the little nuggets of humor goes along with it as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern, all the way from North Chicago. Oh, God bless all of you. Amen. I want to invite all of you from the blog line to join us now. And I want to welcome you all from the blog line. Ambassador Julie Hagan, if you give us our instructions, please.
I praise and magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. We do honor you. We honor Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty. We do honor, amen, Ambassador in our own right, Brother Adley Johnson, to all of the ambassadors of life, to all of the bishops and all of the pastors, all of the leaders, all of the other broadcasters, and to everyone who's joining us from all around the world. May God forever bless each and every one of you. We are broadcasting this morning live from NPA.com. You can reach us simply by our calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest and most influential radio network in the world. And this morning, we are broadcasting live to more than 90 million listeners. Can you imagine? And we give God the praise. And we thank God, amen, for all of the countries, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, Afghanistan, Russia. Oh, my God, we are just so excited. And we want to thank God for our chief ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, chief. And it's back to you, sir.
God bless you, Ambassador Julie Hagan. Ambassador Hagan and her husband, Bishop Hagan, were our first elevation, you might say, to the office of ambassador. They're our first ambassadors. And I want to thank them for doing a tremendous job. Bishop Hagan, we salute you, sir, and thank God for you on the prayer line here. I want to thank God for Bishop Bolden, who has offered us to come there for the Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, June, I believe, the 11th through the 14th. And I invite all of you to meet us in, actually, it's right by Little Rock, Arkansas, Jacksonville, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. You will fly into Little Rock, Arkansas, and there are hotels there in Little Rock. We'll come up with information on that a little later. And Jacksonville is about 10 miles from Little Rock. So we're going to be there. Bishop Bolden is the host. And I understand that Dr. Miles there, who has a worldwide ministry, has also said he wants to be on the planning for the convention. Is that right, Ambassador Hagan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Chief. Yeah. That is correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Miles of Higher Week, I believe, is going to be in on the planning, and we're going to be in for a tremendous, tremendous time. Get ready, folks. The Holy Ghost, maybe a week ago, gave you a clarion call, and the Holy Ghost commanded you to come to that convention. We're getting ready for something worldwide. You don't want to miss this. Amen. I'm not saying how big it's going to be or anything like that, but I'm telling you that it's going to be a cloud burst pretty soon. A cloud is going to burst, and you don't want to miss this. You want to be a part of the planning of what God's going to do in this end time. You want to be there. There's not any money in it for me. I'm not getting no money for trying to. I'm just saying what God is saying. He said to tell you the urgency of you being there is phenomenal. You need to be there in Little Rock, Jacksonville, for this convention this year. Amen. June the 11th through the 14th, I believe, there in Jacksonville. We'll give you other hotel information pretty soon here. But I'm telling you, plan it. You can be there. Don't say, I hope I can. No, no, no. God said come. And anytime God says come, that means he's going to make a way out of no way for you. You got to have some faith to believe in the Lord. I'm giving you the clarion call for this. And one day God is going to release me to do what I call the clarion call to the world. There's going to be a clarion call made to the world like y'all have never witnessed before. It's going to be something. I heard it in the spirit, and he showed me what he wanted me to do. A clarion call to the world. And when they start coming, the people who are a part of this convention will be in the forefront of what we want to do. So he's training us right now. He's training us to touch the world, folks. You got to come to this. God is training us to touch the world. Never be so closed-minded where you think that God can use you to be a part of something of ultra awesome and ultra phenomenal. God is going to use this, and people will be part of what you might say the team, this ministry team, this gospel team, to touch the world, and you want to be involved. So I'm telling you now, I gave you the clarion call. Come to this convention, June the 11th through the 14th. Plan on coming to Little Rock, and we'll have transportation from the airport to Jacksonville. Amen. We'll plan all that. And the Lord is blessing. But I hope you obey the Holy Ghost. Don't be so stubborn that you only obey yourself and miss it. See, the enemy, he works against you to try to get you to miss your prosperous, your blessings of prosperity. That's what I'm trying to say. And you want to be there. I'm telling you, you want to be there. Amen. When have you ever heard me emphasize anything like this? Ever. In all the years we've been on the prayer line, when have you ever heard me emphasize anything this much? And so you got to be there. You want to be there. That is a clarion call to you on this prayer line. And there shall be a clarion call to the world after a while. I'm telling you. When have you ever heard me do this? Ever in my history of the prayer line? You got to be there. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost said it. And I hope you listen. I hope you listen this time, because it's going to make a difference. Oh, my God. In reaching the world for Christ. God bless you. All right. We're at the top of the hour. Amen. People join us who normally join us on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention and the blog line are those who are coming here from the blog talk as well as NBA. They're on the line, and we're heard all over in Africa, India, Russia, London, Germany, everywhere I can name, even on the Gaza Strip, Jordan, all of you. We want to welcome you. I want to challenge you. Be the one in your city to take this thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to your city. It will give you a miracle. Miracles like you've never seen in 2015 shall happen if you take it to your city. Who will take it to your church? Who was it on the line who said, Mother Wilson, I believe, she said she went into a meeting in her church there in Memphis, Tennessee. Mother Wilson, are you on the line? And she went into a church in Memphis, Tennessee, and they were praying.
Okay.
And she heard. Tell that testimony again, Mother Wilson.
I was in prayer on yesterday, and I heard the people just praying. They was praying for Dr. Johnson and his family and praying that the Lord will hold you up. And I tell you, I began to tell the Lord, thank you. Because I don't hear anybody, you know, on the prayer line from Memphis, Tennessee. But I heard them yesterday, and I thank God for them. They on the line somewhere, knowing that you all are praying.
Now, did you mention this to them or something?
No, I didn't get a chance to say anything, but they were just praying. When I left, they were still praying. And the minister was up. Administering to everybody. But I didn't get a chance to say a word. But thank
that
you.
That means that the Lord put the crowd to them and somebody caught in the spirit realm. I want to ask you all in your different cities, in Kentucky, in Illinois, in Kansas, in Omaha, in Nebraska, in Oklahoma, in Texas, everywhere, in New York, all up there in Los Angeles. I really covet your prayers. I really do. I need people praying for me as never before. I didn't need the prayers like I need them now until I went on the blog line and start leading people into giving God over 2 billion praises a night. And now the need for prayer has elevated now because the enemy. But let me tell you a couple of things that happened for me, though. The Lord told me that the enemy has, he was angry, extremely angry about God getting so much praise. But God did two things for me. And number one, you remember when Satan was in heaven and he got kicked out of heaven? God dispatched the angels to kick him out of heaven. Just the other day, the Lord told me that the same angels that he that kicked the devil out of heaven, God said he was assigning some of those same angels to me. He said, I need them. He was assigning those, some of those things. And if they kicked him out of heaven and those same angels have been assigned to me, that means they can kick him out down here. So he better leave me alone. I heard, second thing, in the spirit realm, I was in the spirit realm, and I heard the devil saying this, these words to his demons. I heard him saying this. Leave that crazy man alone. Leave him alone. Leave that crazy man alone. I heard him say in the spirit realm. Amen. He was right. I am crazy for Jesus. So, so y'all keep on praying for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chief Ambassador, this is Prophet Stitch, Ambassador Elect. I would like to also, you're going to hear a lot from Memphis, stemming from our area, because it's a part of our jurisdiction that we're in, and thank you, Jesus, has been floating
say
around
that,
there.
Let me say that again, the nurse can. I want to hear it. Okay. What you say?
President Smith, Ambassador Elect, you have the Memphis area is also is in our jurisdiction, and so your name is so worldwide known in our area, and you have a lot of evangelists from our evangelist team. You know, Prophet Seth Mitchell that traveled with us lived down there in West Memphis, and so he's all in West Memphis and Memphis carrying. Thank you, Jesus. Elder Daryl White, our pastors and 15th Street Church of God in Christ, and all in the area, they are praying for you. And I don't know if you remember on Sunday, I called you, and I said, Dr. Johnson, who is this praying on the radio? And I put the music to the radio. They play your music here all the time because we have Elder Finley Hill with the radio station. We have Elder White with the radio station in Little Rock. So they are just blowing it up. It's out there, praise God. And thank you, Jesus, and Dr. Bernard Johnson. So we'll need to gather this a little bit more. So we need to put more on the radio and plan this now before you get here. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you, Ambassador-elect Prophetess Gail Stitt. Amen. And I take that as an encouragement, and thank you for sharing that and the blessing of people praying for me. I tell you, everybody needs to be encouraged, and that encourages me. Thank you so much. I want to ask people all around the country, if you would take this thank you to your church and to your community and to your district meeting and to your convocation all around. I'm giving you, if you want me to, I'll continue to give you those reasons that God said that it's so effective to thank him over and over again. I'll give you those reasons. He spoke to me and told me. It helps us to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. And then it ushers in the presence of the Lord as never before. And then it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. And then lastly, it helps to encourage others who hear you thanking God 1,000 times to also begin to thank him on that level of praise and thank yous. I tell you, it's something. There are good reasons to give him 1,000 thank yous. I hope y'all get those. Get a pen. Let me give you those keywords. First of all, it focuses on the spiritual. Focuses on the spiritual rather than the natural. It helps you to focus. Folks thanking him 1,000 times, they move from the natural to the spiritual. If you keep thanking him, he'll bless you like never before. It focuses on the spiritual rather than the natural. Secondly, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. Ushers is that key word. It ushers in the presence of the Lord. Thirdly, it positions, put that word, it positions you to receive an ultra awesome miracle from the Lord. It positions you. Who's positioned? The person who doesn't have time for the Lord, who spends 15 hours doing their thing, and then doesn't have time to give God 30 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. Who's positioned to receive the miracle? Or the person who takes time to honor God first and say, I'm going to give you 1,000 thank yous. And then after that, they can go do their thing. And they show God that he's more important than anybody. Who's positioned for the miracle more? I submit to you that the person who shows that they have time for God is more positioned to receive the miracle. And then fourthly, it encourages others around you who hear you thanking God like that to also thank God and take their praise to a new level. It encourages. All right? Hope you got them. Work it from there. Amen. Again, very quickly. Again, it focuses on the spiritual rather than natural. Secondly, it ushers in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Thirdly, it positions you for a miracle, ultra awesome miracle like never before. And fourthly, it encourages others around you who hear you thanking God like that to thank him also and take their praise to another level. All right, God bless you. All right, we always have on our 6 o'clock hour praise reports. Amen. Do you got a praise report of what God did for you tonight or last week or the week before or last year or whatever you want to say? If it's a praise unto God, we want to hear it. We lift him up. You were created, Psalms 102. You were created to give him praise. Yeah. Who has a praise report? I encourage y'all not to. Yeah, that's it. Jump in there. Don't be the last one. Be the first one. Thank you, Sister Charlotte, for leading the way. Go ahead.
My praise report is just from this shut-in tonight. I'm just thanking the Lord from the beginning to the end. With them 11 characteristics, I just pray that I know you're going to hit it again. But the breakdown of it was just really, really good in leadership. And I just thank God. I just want to post that and email it and everything because leadership is important. So I just want to make sure that if you're going to go over that again, I want to hear that, and I want prayer for that where I have fallen short in that in a leadership role. So I just really thank God as the Holy Spirit used you on that leadership. I don't know if everyone heard that. That was like about 3 or 4 this morning, but it was awesome. God bless you.
Thank you. Let me tell the people on the blog and everybody what she's talking about. Led me to write what I call the 11 characteristics of a pitiful leader. I said of a pitiful leader, a poor leader. So I came up with 11 characteristics of a pitiful leader, and I gave them about 3 o'clock this morning. But I will, and thank you for that suggestion, I will come back one day. This is Thursday now. And I will, maybe I'll give them tomorrow. Or I don't know about next week. We have Ambassador Gail Stith who will be doing our Golden Nuggets on next week. Thank you, Pastor James Williams, for doing our Golden Nuggets and leading out on this segment. But next week, Ambassador Gail Stith, who is, you might say, a professional clinical psychologist. And she has a lot of wisdom for us in psychology, with, endowed with the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a wonderful word she's going to give us on next week. And she doesn't have to work hard, just let the Lord lead us. Amen. But I will give those 11 characteristics maybe tomorrow. I got to just talk to the Lord about it and see what he says. You want to get that, the 11 characteristics of a pitiful leader. Oh, Lord. And if you take those principles, these 11 principles, and put them in your heart, I guarantee you that your personality and your characteristics of you will change and go to a high level People will enjoy you better. They'll appreciate you more. God will use you more if you embrace these characteristics. God will use you more in Jesus' name. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Betty again in Kansas City. I just thank God for hearing some of Minister Freeman this morning, and I hope he'll be able to come back and continue.
All right. Are you there, Minister Freeman? All right, we'll get him on the line. Y'all go ahead and give your praise reports. I'll be back in a moment. Anybody else? Praise reports.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning to you, Dr. Diggs.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for the prayer and the revival, the shut-in on last night. I was able to get involved in a lot of it. I may not be able to say anything, but I just praise God for all the things that I heard during the night. And it's just a blessing to know God and to love God and to want to know more about him. My praise report is, I know that you all may know that they have put it in the news that they have forwarded two candidates to the community for forums today and tomorrow for the superintendent position. They are both from out of town. And you know, I'm just kind of at a chuckle just to see what God is going to do. I just believe that God is always the leader of everything. The two people that they have forwarded are from districts, as I said, outside of Missouri, outside of in other states, and they come from districts of under 2,000 students. We have 11,000 students in our district. And I just say, well, Lord, whatever you're doing, just let it be on the behalf of our students for their well-being. So I am encouraged. Don't think for one minute that I'm not, because God is so, so, so awesome. Today I have a conference call with officials from Washington, D.C., interested in talking to me about creating a STEM high school. Why me? I just thank God. I just say, Lord, I thank you. And when I shared this information with the Board of Education about the conference call, they said, we will be there. We want to be in on the call. And I just thank God for giving me favor. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I may not have been selected to go forward for the superintendent position, but God is showing out. And I have gotten so many wonderful comments about the work that I'm doing in the Ferguson Forest School District. And I just thank God for it. And I thank God for what he's doing, because what God says he has for you, hallelujah, it's for me, hallelujah.
Yeah,
and I just
yeah.
thank God for what he's doing in my life. I may not be able to see it, hallelujah, but it's coming. And I thank you for your word last night. That I am going to explode. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I received that word. I couldn't say it last night over the phone, but I've said it this morning. I am going to explode in my personal, my professional, and my spiritual life, and I'm just waiting on the Lord. Thank you.
And let me say this to you, Dr. Diggs. I heard the Lord say it's not over yet. Yeah. What man thinks they have decided ain't nothing. God says it's not over yet. And he can work a miracle out of the situation. Now, you know, I'm not going to let this pass. Y'all know me. I want to ask Ambassador Stern, I know you've been praying, et cetera, but I want to ask that we pray for her, that God's perfect will be going down. Amen. I believe that they're in God's permissive will. God will let them do what they want to do, but they'll miss it. And I do believe that you are the chosen one to lead that district. Amen. I believe that. And I want to ask God that his divine will be done. And whatever God leads you to pray, Ambassador Stern, I'm going to leave the line for a moment, but y'all go ahead and pray. Anybody else feel led to pray after Ambassador Stern? That's fine. Or if y'all want to pray before her, and then she'll close it out, that's fine. But however you desire to do it, Ambassador Stern, the line is in your hands. God bless you. I'll be back.
Well, praise the Lord. We certainly want to give our Chief Ambassador a chance. amen, take a couple of minutes of a break himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've heard the man of God's request, and we want to follow through and not waste any time. He asked that we pray for Dr. Diggs, I believe that is. Amen. Anyone feel led to pray this morning? Every last one of us are prayer warriors and play in part in her. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father,
go ahead.
Heavenly Father, as I approach the throne of grace, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. This is Charlotte, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, God, because this is what me and Lady Betty was just talking about several weeks ago about faith. I thank you for Dr. Stern's testimony about her church months and months ago when we first heard her testimony on the weight and on the naysayers and how things happen around you, and you have to stay in the middle of transgressors. You have to stay in the middle when hurt is constantly coming. Lord, I thank you for Dr. Diggs' testimony, because as the tears are flowing, I am yet encouraged for her, because you are no respected person. God, what is for her is for her. I pray that same prayer in agreement with her and Dr. Stern. Good job. Good job. Lord, I thank you that you have not forgotten about her, what she is trying to do. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you are doing on this line, how we can lift each other and encourage each other. God bless you. Dr. Stern, I am praying for you. I love you.
Praise the Lord. I receive that. Anyone else want to impart a prayer on our sister Diggs?
Yes. Praise God. This is Ambassador Lex. God, I thank you right now for the baton that I see in this great woman of sin. There is a baton in your hand, woman of God, and a baton that carries influence. The baton that carries influence and impact. Glory to God. And sometimes the baton takes us out, Father, and sometimes the baton will allow you to lead and teach for you to go to your next assignment. God, we thank you for the assignment that you've given the woman of God, and that no weapon formed against her, it will not prosper. And we thank you for the baton that she's carrying in this season with the next generation. Glory to God, and the blood of Jesus is all around you, and the angels are encamped around you. Thank God for the assignment, and thank God for enlarging your territory. God bless you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with a prayer for us for today? Anyone else? Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Dr. Diggs, amen. Prayer has been imparted into you, but I'm going to be obedient unto the man of God as he's obedient unto the Spirit. Amen. I know you in the Spirit. I don't know you in the flesh, but know them in the Spirit. And I've heard your cry as well. And God, we come right now, and as we continue to pray for our sister and for your servant, oh God, she is not only called, but she is chosen. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the many tears and the many prayers where she's been in the incubator, hot room, crying out to you day and night. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you say if we daughter, amen, she's been in school, look like all her life, but she got a goal that she want to go to, amen, praise the Lord, and it's been a lot of sacrifice, and it's been a lot of sacrifice, and the sacrifice is not in vain, hallelujah, so be encouraged, and it won't be long, amen, it won't be long, it won't be long. God bless you is my prayer. Are you there, Chief Ambassador?
I am back.
Amen.
Right, Minister Freeman, you're there. Hold on just a minute. I just want to say, oh, my God, what a prayer. Amen. Right on target, Ambassador Stern. God bless you so, so very much. Dr. Diggs, amen. She spoke it to you. I'm standing with her in that prayer. And you want to see what the Lord will do. I heard the Lord said, he showed me a couple of things. Number one, he got some people in position in that district who who are not spiritual, who are not looking to what God wants to do. They want to do what they do, and they're not being led by the Lord. And I guess this is a roundabout way of telling you what I'm saying, but God led me to pull together men at the Sprint Center, who seats about 16,000, because we had about 1,054 men come together. They said go to the Sprint Center. But I went to a Christian doctor who was very, very wealthy, and when I walked in, he had two or three people in the meeting to basically sit in judgment on what I was, my presentation to them. I was asking them to help us finance a meeting at the Sprint Center that would draw 16,000 men together. The Lord said it, and God said, sent me to the man. But there was prejudice all in the room where I was, just prejudice everywhere. I could feel it. Most of y'all who are Afro-American, you can feel prejudice when people are prejudiced towards you. I could feel it all in the room. And they sat and judged on me. I knew that before I even spoke, they had already judged me. And the answer was no because of my complexion. And sure enough, it happened that way. And when I began to walk out, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, turn around and go back and tell that doctor what I'm saying. He said, tell him that I'm the one who gave him the money. And when I gave it to him, he would hear me at first. Whatever I said, he heard me, and he would try to do it. But now he has let others come in and make decisions for the doctor, and they're not listening to God. And because of that, God said, tell the doctor that since I gave the money to him, I'm going to take it back now. Tell him, I said, I'm taking the money back and moving it to another overseer over my money who will hear me. And when I say move, they will move. When I say go, they will go. And when I say come, they will come. I'm saying that to tell you this, that God will allow people to do what they want to do, but they may not be in the perfect divine will of God. And most people nowadays, they miss it. They call wrong right and right wrong. They hurt people and call it right and justify because they can't feel it. Let me say to you this, God will have the last day, and that it will be rectified. God goes to have his will, and it's going to be done because that's such a strategic city and strategic things have happened. They run rampant in a way, and now God is saying that it's time for me to move and let my will be done because man's will has been opposite of what mine has been. And so let's see what the Lord's going to do in this situation. I don't know what they have said. Sometimes demons are so, and I'm not saying that they're demons, but I'm going to give you an example. Sometimes brethren are so arrogant, that they think that they have the last say, that they, no matter what they say, you know, whatever we decide. No. God can turn a situation around and baffle their minds so quickly because he says he's the one who has the last say over things. So let's just see what the Lord will do. In Malachi 3 and 8 or 9 and 10, he says, prove me, and see when I open up the windows of heaven and pull you out of blessing that you don't have room to receive. He wants to prove himself. Yeah, just like the children of Israel were looking for him to prove himself. Nowadays, he desires to prove himself. He wants to show you that he is God. So let's just see what he's going to do. Amen. Whatever he does, we're going to rejoice. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you so much for all the prayers that have went forth this morning. And I just want to say thank you for the prayers. I love the prayer line.
God bless you, Dr. Diggs. God be with you. And let the perfect will of God be done, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would prove yourself. And those who are arrogant, saying that whatever we say goes, amen. God, fix that situation and let it be so that whatever you say goes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And to ask it for the glory of God, I pray properly in the name of Jesus and pray for the glory of God. And your word cannot be a lie. So I know, God, you are great. Let a spectacular miracle happen for Dr. Diggs. And we'll give you the glory and the praise shall be thine. Thank you for the prayer again from Ambassador Stern. Thank God. Amen. All right. Minister Freeman, we want to hear you. And then the line is open to you. Go ahead.
All right. God bless. I apologize, Pastor, for the mix-up on the phone.
No need.
But
no
God,
need. Just go.
But to God. But
yeah.
I thank God for being here tonight and being on the line, because he has blessed me in this fast that we just went through with another thing, and I had began to talk on it. But he said, well, you need to use what I've already given you. And one of the things I've been through in this last 20-year time period is the addiction of alcohol and drugs. And, you know, there's a lot of people that struggle with this, and it may seem like it's not a problem to people that don't struggle with it, but I want you to think about what I'm saying.